All right, let me jump on over here to the daily monologue, the Right Side Way monologue. I'll remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care sees all ages, open 7 days a week, and they are the sponsor every day of the Right Side Way monologue, and we appreciate it. All right, so let me just say this. I don't know about you, but I like not living in a major metropolitan area. I do. And by that, I mean like pure urban living on a large scale. I like having some green spaces to run around in. I like some small town feel. When Charlene and I go out to eat, I like running into friends like it seems only can happen in a small town. But that's not to say I don't like visiting. I do. I'm a huge fan of Washington, D.C., New York City, Nashville, and others. When I was doing duty in the Pentagon, I never got over what it was like to live in D.C. The sights, the sounds, the fact that you could eat at a different good restaurant every night of the year. I was fascinated with the ability to swim in the pool up on the roof of my building, to come down the elevator and walk to a cool pub, to catch a train to work every day, never drive my car once in a whole week. But then I also loved coming home when my tour was over. Just so glad. Charlene and I, we actually had a bucket list for a trip to New York City. We talked about it for years. Finally went a few years ago. We stayed in Midtown. We walked through Central Park. We went to Times Square. We saw Broadway musicals. And I finally did something that I said I would do for years. I took her to eat at a place called Tavern on the Green in Central Park. And it was perfect. I had actually carried around a little flyer of Tavern on the Green in my wallet for over a decade. Swore that I was going to take her there one day and finally did. The Big Apple. The crossroads of the world, man. We loved it, and then we loved coming home. You know, America can build some cities. I mean, sure, there's major metropolitan areas in other parts of the world. I've lived in London, I've visited Paris, Berlin, Brussels. But Americans, y'all, we can build some cities. We don't just build buildings, we put up skyscrapers. We don't just build bridges, we span whole waterways. We don't just do things halfway, we go all the way. Nothing in the world, in my opinion, can rival an American city. Nothing. And nobody can tear up an American city like American liberals. Let that sink in. It's absolutely maddening to me that some of the shining examples of metro living are struggling right now. And why? Why would that be? Largely because of liberal progressive policies, that's why. A story came out yesterday that got my attention and really sparked me to do this monologue, right? You may know actor Steve Buscemi. Actor Steve Buscemi, he plays some quirky characters in movies like Armageddon, Con Air, series like Boardwalk Empire. He's a native New Yorker. He's a much-loved local son in Brooklyn. Buscemi loves his city. He grew up there. Most folks don't know that he was also a New York firefighter before he went into acting. He started when he was 18 years old. He worked at one of the busiest firehouses for Engine Company 55 in downtown Manhattan's Little Italy back in the 1980s. And in the immediate aftermath of 9/11, Buscemi was one of those who put down everything he had. He put his acting career on pause, and he went back to his city, and he worked 12-hour shifts alongside his firefighter brothers as they dug through the rubble. He doesn't talk about it much. He didn't want a bunch of pictures taken. He wasn't there for that. He went there because it was his home and he loved his city, and nobody comes into our house and tears it down without some say-so by us, right? Well, last week, Steve Buscemi was assaulted on the streets of his own Manhattan. In one of those random criminal acts that seems all too common and less random, Steve Buscemi was merely out for a walk in his beloved Manhattan, and he was sucker-punched by a stranger. The suspect has now been identified, and despite bleeding from one eye, Buscemi actually chased the dude for a while. But y'all, this has got to stop. These are our cities. And yeah, we want some say-so when someone comes into our house and tears it down, but what about when the folks that tear it down are actually the ones on the inside? Ripping it up with liberal policies and making life more difficult for those who are there. Putting some bad apples in the Big Apple. But you can see it elsewhere. San Francisco, Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, Seattle. Major American cities led by blue state politicians are being crushed by the weight of bad decisions, the high cost of living, rising crime, and every bit of it, every bit, is self-inflicted. A recent study found that a two-bedroom apartment in San Francisco requires a medium income of $99,190 for a two-bedroom apartment. But that's $99,000 to get the apartment. But the median household income sits at $92,000. This inequality of income, though, is also, and this cost of living is also seen in other major cities like Los Angeles, where the median home price reached a record $988,000 just last year. $988,000 is the median home price in LA. Cities like San Francisco and New York are witnessing population declines, with a decrease of 5.3%, 7.5% in some places between 2020 and 2022. One recent report found that San Francisco itself is entering what was referred to as a death spiral. A death spiral. Because liberal soft-on-crime policies had made downtown feel unsafe, and then liberal COVID policies made workers push to then stay home, so now office space sits empty at epic rates, which means that restaurants have fewer patrons, which means that stores have fewer customers, but no one can afford to live downtown, so the spiral continues, and the city by the bay is becoming less and less the gem that it always was. And you may remember, too, after the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, you know, a hands up, don't shoot, that whole thing. Arrests in St. Louis after that plummeted by over 30%, but murder rose by 47%. St. Louis's police chief, Sam Dodson, he soon labeled this depolicing phenomenon as the Ferguson effect. Enforcement plummeted in other major cities as well. Overall arrests dropped by 15% in New York City and 33% in Baltimore by the fall of 2015. Between 2014 and 2016, these efforts for depolicing and associated policies resulted in the largest two-year increase in murder in half a century. A 31% increase in murder in our major cities. And it got even worse when the BLM riots started. Look, there will always be problems in every part of society. City folks can find issues with rural America, sure. But the countryside doesn't tend to turn on itself like the cities do. Small towns may not have the best shopping or the most restaurants or the public transportation, but they don't sit around and destroy themselves from within the same way big cities do. If the things that are happening in major metro areas of the U.S. were the result of some bad actors from another country coming in and doing them, we would be at war. But because it's liberals who have policies that cause the decay, that's taking more time by doing so, well, then we just become numb to it and continue on our way, and we wonder why no one can afford to live in downtown Seattle, or why Buckhead wants to secede from Atlanta, or why Antifa is allowed to burn down whole city blocks in Portland for 100 straight days, or why homeless encampments take over sidewalks adjacent to elementary schools in San Francisco. The bottom line is that our major cities, they are part of the pride and joy of America. They are storied places where great things happen and great people still live, and we want them back. We want them all the way back. Not a little bit, we want them all the way back. We want our cities back. And the only way for that to happen, the only way for that to happen, y'all, is for good folks to get busy. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Yeah, there you have it. That whole monologue is called We Want Our Cities Back. And yes, we do. I love living in a smaller town. I do. I love the space. I love the ability to move around freely and not be jammed up in traffic all the time and all those things that come in a small town. But I love our big cities, too. I like visiting them. But right now, I have no desire to go to some of them, and that's a shame. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.